This week, we talked about the 68th birthday of Walter Payton, and I felt kind of conflicted because I know sometimes Jared Payton listens to this show, and I think for him, it's his dad. And in fact, he tweeted, I can't believe, oh, that's an old tweet too. I just look, that's your pinned tweet because that says 20 years ago and it's been 23 years. How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing great. Yeah. There's, if you go through my social media, you will find so many things of my dad, and he's—I just can't believe that 68 years old. It's just amazing to think about. And that I won't say how old I am, but I'm getting older, and still to this day, it's just—it's weird that he's still not here with us, but that his legacy kind of still lives on, especially through Chicago Bears fans and the people of the city of Chicago. So, my family is very, very grateful.
Jared Payton is a WGN-TV sports anchor. He's also the son of Walter Payton. And Jared, on his 68th birthday, we just said, hey, if you ever had an encounter with Walter, just call up. Oh, my gosh, the text messages, the voicemail, the phone calls. I swear your dad met just about every person in the city of Chicago.
I literally don't know how that happened. Like, I had this conversation with my mom too. We were having a conversation. I said, Mom, it's just amazing to sit back and to know that there's no social media, nothing like that. And, that he was, you know, the star that he was, and there was an opportunity for people to walk up to him and have conversations with him. And I give him a lot of credit for being that superstar at that time. He gave everybody time. And to me, that's what's so special. And I don't just say this to say it. Literally every single day I hear a new story, whether I'm here, whether I'm out of town, someone had an encounter with him. And the one thing that is the most consistent theme through every story is that he stopped and he gave me time. And so it's something that, you know, I have kind of taken to heart, but also something that I'm passing along to my two children, Madison and Jaden, just about giving people time. And I think it's something special. It's the reason why he's talked about almost every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you really consider Jim McMahon your uncle?
Yes, I do. If anyone would have told me back in the day that after my dad passed, that, I mean, I knew Matt Tsui, he was my dad's best friend. So, and my dad kind of left Matt in charge of a lot of stuff when he passed, before he passed away. So Matt's always been there. He's been like another father figure to me / uncle. But if you would have told me that Jim McMahon would have been the person that would be looking after me and calling me and sending me texts and DMs, I would have told you, you're crazy. That's the Punky QB. And listen, Jim he's always there for me. Anytime that I call him, anytime that I need him, it just goes to show the guys that were inside that locker room at Hallis Hall on that 85 team, and guys that were good guys. They might have been crazy back in the day, but their hearts were in the right place, and I'm very grateful for all of them, but especially Matt Tsui and Jim McMahon.
If you haven't been to Jarrett Payton's Twitter page, go check it out. He's got a picture of Jim McMahon walking into training camp carrying a cooler and it looks like a case of Bud Light.
who would have thought back in the day? Could you imagine if Justin Fields walked into training camp at Hallis Hall with two cases of beer, what the internet would have done? I mean, it goes to show what those guys were all about. But my tweet said it all. Like, he always came prepared and ready to go. And so everybody has their way of getting ready for a season. His was just a little bit different than everybody else's.
And what about training camp? I know Kevin's got a few questions for you.
JP, good to talk to you. Let's talk about Justin Fields, because I know you're passionate about QB1. I feel really good about his ceiling and what he can be and what he can mean for this organization. It was a small sample size last year, but I guess just your overall thoughts on Fields as camp gets going here. Didn't add a whole lot around him this offseason. They did add a couple linemen this week, but Darnell Mooney's his top target. But what would be some reasonable expectations for Justin Fields this season?
You know, KP, I've always been a huge fan of that young man from the moment that I saw him on QB1 on Netflix. I was like, this kid is he's got something special. And you just look at his resume from every single level of the game of football that he's played. He's always been successful. And even though he went to Ohio State, I still was a fan. And so, yeah, I believe in the young man. I tweeted about it the other day, and Justin Fields we trust. And if he's not successful, I don't think it will ever be just on him. You know what I mean? Like, I just think he has this God-given ability that's something special. Now it's finding ways to be able to unlock that, which is not always the easiest thing to do. And so, yeah, he's walking into year two with some tough things in his way. And it comes with it with a roster that's not heavy when it comes to names that most people would know, household names, are when it comes to the receiver end. But then also, too, I think we want to see him take that next step. And I think it's being more decisive with his throws, anticipating throws. And I think also unlocking him with one of the things that makes him most special, KP, and that's his ability to move outside of the pocket. I want to see him run a little bit more. As a young quarterback, you got to be smart when you run, but you also now have your legs, you know, being young in the NFL. So I want to see him be able to use his legs a little bit more, extend plays, but also just have a better grasp of the game. And I'm hoping that Luke Getsy is one of those guys that was going to be able to kind of help him understand this new offense that he's learning, but also see him thrive. So as long as we're seeing Justin Fields make progress, to me, that's one of the things that Bears fans are going to have to hold on to, because I do think it's going to be a rough season. I think it's going to be rough. If anybody's talking about playoffs, anything like that in your circles, then I want to have what you guys are drinking, but I don't definitely.
I'm drinking that.
JP, Lisa's got them at. She's got them at 11 wins. We have that on record here. 11 wins for our Chicago Bears this year.
Please, you're walking into those WGN radio studios, kind of like Jim McMahon walking into to training camp.
Got to have swagger, baby. You got to have the beer with you.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be tough, but we want to see growth, and I think it's putting a lot on Justin to be that top-tier quarterback with not having a lot of weapons around him, especially at the wide receiver position.
Okay, Jarrett Payton, on July 11th, I said they'd win 11. Kevin said 6. Andy Mazur said 7. What are we putting you down for?
I'm going to say I've kind of stuck with 6. I believe that you maybe, if Justin is playing at the level that everybody is hoping he can be, that he can win you one or two games just by his ability, kind of like he did last year in that Steelers game, right, where he's feeling it. And I think where good quarterbacks can win you games like that. But we also can't kind of forget about the defense as well. That's a big part of this. So this is not just on Justin to be Superman. Going to take a team effort for this team to win over 6 or 7 games, in my opinion.
Okay, I've got you down for 6. You sure you don't want to go 7?
No, I'm cool. I'm going to stay with 6.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for still sharing your dad's smile, and I feel that his light shines through you, so we appreciate you calling into Chicago's Afternoon News.
Man, you guys are the best. You guys are family. I just got chills when you said that. So I appreciate everybody in Chicago keeping his legacy alive, loving him, loving our family. We appreciate it, and talk to you guys soon.
Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.